What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you on a Monday, and Mondays might be kind of a drag, but we know how to make it better. Because we've got Liz Huff, Vice President of Business Development with St. Louis Magazine, and Mike Johnson, chef and owner of High Point Drive-In and Sugar Fire Smokehouse. They're in studio for St. Louis Burger Week, which starts tomorrow, presented by St. Louis Magazine. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You brought in some IPAs.
We did. We brought beer from our friends at Goose Island and some burgers for your Monday.
Oh, nice.
I love
it. It's also nice of you guys to offer to give free burgers to everybody in St. Louis. I can't believe you did that.
Aren't we so generous?
I know we changed our name to Max Local Eats,
by the way.
Max Local Eats.
We switched up a week ago.
We're giving away 3 million hamburgers.
I heard on the radio there was a program that said you were giving away
free
burgers.
You know it's going to happen.
Just go to Max.
It's going
to happen. Okay. They're not giving away free burgers. Don't start blowing them up.
But they are a deal. So St. Louis Burger Week returns. What year is this for Burger Week?
Oh, gosh. That's the first time you've asked me that, and I don't know the answer. It's like a lot.
Is it two or three digits?
No, it's not that many. But it's probably been 5 or 6 years. Yeah. But this is the first year that St. Louis Magazine is fully executing it and presenting it. So it's all being run out of St. Louis, all local. 20 really amazing restaurants, $10 burgers at each of the restaurants. If you go to burgerweekstlouis.com, you can download the app, which will give you all of the burger restaurants that are participating and their featured burger. So the featured burger from Tuesday to Sunday is $10. That's why Mike is here. He has a really phenomenal featured burger that he has brought you and is... spiffy little bag over there.
Oh my gosh, you did bring the best for you guys. Wow.
That's when you know it's a good burger.
Yeah.
It's in a Ziploc bag and wrapped in foil.
I think you should actually, at High Point, you should change your service to this. This is how you should serve burgers in a Ziploc bag.
I love Ziploc bags. So what is your featured burger, Mike?
It's like a patty melt, but it's got, we use regular buns, so it's got a burger with Swiss and cheddar and fried onions. And Thousand Island, just on a regular burger bun. Bacon.
Oh, instead of like the sourdough.
Instead of the sourdough. We didn't want to get too crazy.
No, that's...
you know, all that flavor on there. Yeah. You know, we don't want to get...
Calm down, Ron. Yeah.
I don't know.
So we're only paying $10 for this thing. Let's not get out.
I'm
running a business. You know?
I feel like we're at St. Louis Burger Week. Be excited, but not too excited. Keep it cool.
Don't get too piped up.
Come out for St. Louis Burger Week, but you know, keep it down.
Keep it down. Be chill. Be cool. Don't be a big dork about it, okay?
No. How'd you decide on that?
I actually, what had happened was when I showed up with Liz the other day for radio is when I was informed what we were doing.
Oh, okay.
We have a team of people that get to do this stuff like now because we have 9 High Points. And so like the Molly is our marketing master.
We've spoken to Molly. She's really
and,
nice.
And Will is in charge of some chef stuff. And I think they collaborated.
Okay.
And you know, a lot of times they'll run it by me or something, but I didn't hear about it this time. I should be more in charge.
No, this is a great leader. You're delegating.
Yeah. I was going to make up a story about how it came to me in a dream. Yeah. It was so amazing, but I just can't. I can't do it anymore. It's our last interview. I don't care anymore. It's been exhausting.
Last week, it was a great story. This week, he's done. He's tapped out.
This would be such a good slogan for High Point and or Sugar Fire. It could just be Sugar Fire. We're over it.
I'm done.
It's done. I mean, it's just too much.
You don't like it? That's on you. Yeah. No refunds.
Do you feel like, because we see a lot of like social media posts from, and this is kind of related, but I guess a little not, bar owners or restaurant owners, and they have like a problem customer.
Yeah.
And they sort of blow the customer up on social media. And everybody gets behind the restaurant. Yeah. You know, sort of like this customer is always right thing is not.
They're not always right.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I have the best one ever. I can't say it. It's really bad, and it's still on Yelp. I'm going to show it to you before we leave because I get sent it all the time. It's still out there. It's from like 13 years ago. I blew this guy up. Like never, no one has ever been blown up. It's amazing. It's art. And the guy came back. He gave us one star, came back with a 5-star the next day and said he was sorry.
Oh.
Wow.
But I went after his grandmother. I gotta show it to you. I'll text you.
You went after his grandma.
The gist of it is, he said the gums are the ribs are so soft because the chef is lazy. He boiled them. I call my grandma's gummy ribs, and I basically said your grandma's gums aren't as soft as you think. Trust me, I'd know.
Oh no, no, no!
I swear to God, it's on Yelp. It's out there. And so after that, I never really responded to anybody.
Yeah, because it's. People are, but I think it's amazing that you'll have so many people seeing these posts and get on the restaurant side. Because you would think, oh, the customer gets to say, you know, they're always right. They can say whatever they want.
It doesn't bother me anymore. A lot of our franchises get upset, but I'm sure someone had, I mean, sometimes we're doing 20 locations, Sugar Fire, we're doing 1,000, 20,000 people a day. I'm sure a couple people got screwed. I believe it. You know, it happens. You know,
so if somebody gets screwed, what do?
They make it right, get them money back, and try and do all we can. You know, but I'm sure I totally believe it.
So it's like,
you know,
so,
I don't get offended.
It's like Sugar Fire. Like the customer's not always right, but sometimes we're wrong.
Yeah,
but if you're the 2,000th, right, you might get screwed.
Yeah, you might get screwed. Yeah.
What's that billboard that guy has? Just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty.
There's a lawyer's billboard.
I've seen that billboard. Yes. It is just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty.
It's for a lawyer here in town.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Attorney. Oh, God.
So, St. Louis Burger Week.
Hey, let's talk about burgers. Yeah.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
How about those burgers?
So $10.
$10 starts tomorrow.
We don't care.
You're over it.
If you want to go, go. If you don't, we don't care.
Lost control.
What do you want to do?
What's your job? Are you supposed to be controlling this?
I can't control
these
people.
It's a mess.
It's uncontrollable.
What is your job?
Things off the rails.
Yeah, Pajeski, do something about
this.
It's
my fault. It's my fault.
You're right. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yes. All right. It's happening.
Yeah, burgers.
Download the app. It will give you all the information. It'll tell you everybody's burgers. You also can check in when you go. And if you check into more than 5 restaurants, you will be entered to win a bunch of gift cards. And some really cool swag from Goose Island. So our friends, AB, are our sponsors, and they've given us a bunch of fun stuff to give away. And all of the burgers are on the app, all the check-ins and everything. So highly encourage you to eat burgers for the next 6 days, lunch and dinner.
Well, of course.
Support local restaurants. Give back to St. Louis.
Burger
Week.
Do
all that good stuff.
Burger Week, stlewis.com.
Burger Week's, yes.
Yeah, you go there, and then you can get the app.
Yes, you can.
And also, as you mentioned, to support local businesses, I don't know how it's been at your establishments, but talking to just like restaurant owners, it's been kind of a down summer, whether it's the heat or inflation or people are just watching their money. It's been tough for a lot of local restaurants. We just need to get more people out at restaurants. I know some restaurants that are patio reliant.
Yes.
It's 115 degrees outside.
Yes.
Yeah. And so this would be a great time to go support local restaurants, but also the weather's going to break on Wednesday. So Burger Week starts tomorrow. Get your burger inside.
Yeah.
And get your burger outside on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
I mean, you can take it outside if you want. If you're crazy.
Take it outside.
You do you.
Yeah.
You eat your burger where you want to eat your burger.
We don't care.
Well, so anything else we need to know about High Point? Anything new, fresh going on there? I mean, there's always something new.
Yeah. We got 9 locations now. It's going real well.
Yeah.
So nothing new.
Very good.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah. That's
hey,
it's
you
fine.
Know what's new? You yeah, guys were just voted the number one burger in St. Louis.
Oh, we got voted number one burger in St.
Yeah.
Louis.
Wait, on the
you
A-list?
Should be telling
yes.
everybody that.
Every
yes.
year, we win every year.
When did they tell you that you won?
It's getting boring.
Oh, it's right here. hot off the presses. Here's the magazine.
So wait.
Oh, it is?
So yeah. We didn't win.
I guess we didn't win.
We didn't win.
What?
I don't know. Some talk show or something.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, we were entered.
For talk show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think we won.
Not for the burger.
Oh, not with this
setup. You thought we were in a burger?
Look at this. Plastic bag burgers.
That's all we get. I don't know if we won or not, but I think somebody would have notified us.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Chris and Amy show.
No. What?
Finalists.
No.
Over five. Wow. So is it over?
It's over.
Who won?
Dave Glover won.
Oh, what the hell? This is your fault, Amy.
See, we didn't even
win. You have to campaign.
We did. I said vote for us because we're trying to split the vote. We just didn't want Glover to win.
That's why I brought Glover the burger on the silver platter.
Wow.
There you go.
See, this is what happens, Amy, when you don't tell people that they should vote.
I didn't tell my family. I forgot.
Oh.
I couldn't log in. I didn't vote.
You're such an idiot.
What?
Listen,
do you know how easy it is to vote?
Yeah,
don't be saying you couldn't log in, ma'am.
The simplest tasks are a real problem for her.
It's actually true. I can, hard tasks, I'll tackle. Simple tasks. Anyway, I didn't vote. My family didn't vote, and that's probably why we lost.
Well, I just want you to know, Mike Johnson, you've got a lot of people who have texted into the show and said this is the best. Big Blonde Dan says he's going to Sugar Fire now.
Nice.
Yep. Nice.
All right, good. Yeah. Do you like my rib
thing? Can Dan get a burger first?
I think so, yeah.
Is that they like the insouciance? Is that what they like?
I guess. Mike Johnson.
This guy's got a real cavalier attitude toward his burgers.
He doesn't care.
Either you show up or you don't.
Whatever.
You like it or you don't. Well, I'm not going to coddle
you. I'm not like that,
you.
Though. I'm just joking.
Well, you're getting business, so yeah. I would just
stick with
it.
Yeah. It's working.
It's working.
Mike Johnson, chef and owner at High Point and Sugar Fire, we appreciate you. Liz Huff, Vice President of Business Development with St. Louis Magazine. Burger Week starts tomorrow, St. Louis Burger Week, so go to burgerweekstlewis.com and download the app. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks for
Looking
having
forward
us.
To tomorrow.
Thanks,
Thank
guys.
You.
It's Chris and Amy. Oh, let's do this. Tickets to give away.
Oh, my gosh. Let's
caller number what?
Nine.
Caller 9 to the contest line. We'll get a pair of tickets to see the Blues and Minnesota Wild opening night, October 9th. You can have those tickets if you're caller number 9 to 314-955-1120. 955-1120. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.